Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we are talking about how you should not be the narcissist's biggest flying monkey in your toxic relationship. Don't be their biggest supporter in your abusive situation. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. Yes. So, this is not me trying to, let me go ahead and lead off by saying this, because I know people like to take my words and misinterpret them and just hop in my comment section and be angry as hell. Lee, blah, blah, blah. This is not me trying to victim blame anybody. This is not me trying to victim blame or victim shame, whatever y'all, this is me trying to help people transition from victim to survivor to thriver, right? And the best way to do, one of the best ways to do that is to not become the biggest fly monkey in your own toxic relationship. You don't want to be the narcissist's biggest supporter in your own toxic relationship. Well, what I mean by that is like you help them isolate you. You help them, you help enable their behavior somewhat by making excuses for those behaviors. Right? You'll tell your family and friends, like, hey, look, I got cheated on. My partner cheated on me, but it's kind of my fault because I fell asleep early one night. And instead of being there taking care of their needs, I fell asleep. So I feel bad about it. You make excuses for the horrible things that you want, that they do to you. You become their biggest flying monkey. You don't want to do that, y'all, because when you do that, you alienate yourself from so many damn people that the only person that you can turn to is the narcissist or the toxic person. You turn on your family and friends. You turn on your parents. You turn on your siblings. You turn on your coworkers. You turn on every single person that's there to take up for you, that's there to support you. You turn on them in support of that narcissistic toxic person. I see this happening all the time. Like, they'll cheat on you, do something horrible to you, beat you up. You got a restraining order on them. And everybody be rooting for you. And then the next thing you know, you'll be posting a picture online with you and your toxic person smiling, teasing. What's understood don't need to be explained. Well, one of my friends did that, y'all. He alienated his, he had a relationship with a toxic woman, right? And he alienated the hell out of himself. He gonna put like, this is a real life situation. She was lying to him, beating on him. Like, she was aggressive. And I know the girl, so I know this to be true. She was an aggressive woman. And she was cheating on him, beating on him, like threatening to expose, like tapes of him and all kinds of stuff, like doing stuff, like, you know, just doing stuff. And everybody was supporting him. Everybody was there for him. We were like, we'll leave alone, man. Leave. This is before I even knew about toxic relationships, y'all. I said, leave him alone. I knew it was toxic, but I knew this before I knew about narcissistic people. And then all of a sudden, he posted a picture online like, what's understood don't need to be explained. I was like, wait, what? Like, posted a picture on her, hugging and kissing on her and stuff like that. Like, after all this advice, after all this stuff we went through with him to help him get out of that toxic relationship, went right back into it like this. And I called him. I was like, what's going on, man? Hung up on me. Hung up on me. And we ain't been, this is years ago. And you know, I cut people off. I have a person I did this with. I cut them off. I'm like, look. I told my wife, I'm like, I ain't talking to him no more. She's like, that's your friend. Y'all been friends for a decade. I'm not talking to him anymore. And he alienated himself against so many people. He became her biggest fly monkey. Even though she threatened to expose him, even though she threatened to do so much stuff to him, she became his biggest flying monkey. Like, she was attacking people. He started attacking people online. They were defending him against the stuff that she had posted. She had posted some revealing, embarrassing stuff about him online. He was in the comment section defending her. Y'all don't really know what the hell is going on behind the scenes with her. Y'all don't know what I did. What? Everybody's like, what? It was blowing everybody's mind. Everybody had lost their own. Everybody was like, what the? It was crazy. But that's what happens. You don't want to put yourself in that situation because you're going to end up losing a lot of friends, a lot of family members in this situation right here because of it, y'all. You don't want to get trapped into that and sucked into that because that can and it will absolutely happen to so many people. You know, it does. It can and it will happen to so many damn people. That's why I'm making this video. You don't want to become their biggest flying monkey. Like, even if they leave you for somebody else and they come back to you, you're attacking people that are defending you. You're attacking me. You're making excuses for their behaviors. You're making excuses for how they are treating you. Making excuses for how they're doing you. You're making all these excuses and things like that. You just are. And I'm just trying. My goal is to wake so many people up to understand this right here. When you are defending their toxic behaviors against you, narcissists love that. They don't have to say or do anything else because you are defending them. You are defending me right now. I don't have to say or do anything. Like, you are my biggest, defense. Like, I don't have to say or do anything and you're going to defend me? Nice. I love this. Like, I don't have to say or do anything, but you are going to defend me regardless of what I do, right? They love that. Narcissists love that. When you become their biggest fly monkey or their biggest supporter, they know they got you. They know they got you. And this also happens, and this happens so many times, y'all. If the narcissist leaves somebody for you, you become their fly monkey in abusing their ex, the old supply. You might be the narcissist's new supply, and you become their fly monkey and start defending them and making excuses for their behaviors against their ex. You know what I mean? Against their ex. Now you are supporting them being abusive to somebody else. Y'all, that's what I'm just trying. I see this happening all the time. I'm trying to wake so many people up. Like, y'all, I know, like, last year during this time, I said, I'm going to get a little bit more aggressive. I'm becoming at people harder this year because I want more people to win. I have to. I'm extending this. My profile stuff is going to change up. I want more people to win. And the only way to help people win is to help people wake up. Like, you don't want to keep supporting their toxic behaviors towards you, because not only is it going to be isolating for yourself and you feel like you have nobody in your corner, that narcissistic person is going to feel like they can get away with anything and everything because I have your full support. You're supporting me for abusing you. I'm being abusive to you and you're supporting me. Yeah, I know the trauma bond exists. I know all of that stuff. This is not me being ignorant about that. I'm trying to wake you up to the fact that the trauma bond exists. I'm trying to wake you up to the fact that low self-esteem exists. I understand that. This is not me trying to just be like, oh, that doesn't exist. I know it exists. I understand that, but I have to help try to wake people up to the idea that, like, this person is going to keep doing this to you, because why wouldn't they? If I can do all of this to you, I can get away with it, why would I stop? That's the mind. It can be such a black and white mindset when you're dealing with narcissists, y'all. If I'm getting away with everything that I'm doing to you, why would I stop? Because, Lee, they love us and care about us. Why would I stop? I feel like that's a question you have to ask yourself. If I'm treating you badly and this is my normal behaviors, why would I change my behaviors to make you feel better? Why would I change my behaviors to help you out in any way, shape, or form? Why would I stop? And this is not me trying to be mean. This is me trying to help you understand that. Why would they stop? Why would they change these behaviors? Believe they say they love this and they care about it. What are their actions saying? Are their actions saying that they love you and care about you? Are their actions saying that they want to be there for you and they love you and they're going to treat you the best? All right. What are their actions saying? Because to me, it doesn't seem like their actions are saying that. To me, it seems like their actions are saying, hey, thanks for allowing me to get away with all of this stuff. It's greatly appreciated. That's what it seems like to me, what the actions are saying. That's why I'm trying to wake so many people up this year, y'all. The end of this year, and going into next year, I'm waking up. My goal, I'm about to be a world changer. Could there be delusions of grandeur for me? Yeah, absolutely. But I'm aware of it. You know, I'm aware of my delusions. I'm aware of this type of stuff. You know, but I want to help y'all wake up. I want to help y'all heal, because y'all have to understand. If you catch yourself, y'all, if you wake yourself up right now, you catch yourself in this situation, be like, you know what? Lee's right. They're messing with my mind. They're doing all this stuff. They're messing with my mind. They're doing all this stuff to me. They got me supporting them through every single thing that they're doing to me. They have me looking silly. Because this is the operative word. They're going to have you looking silly, right? Narcissists love when they have you looking silly. They love that, y'all. They love it when they have you out here looking silly, being their flying monkey, being their... They're going to call you their ride or die. That's the word that's the word they're going to use for you. They're going to call you their ride or die. You know, they're going to say, oh, look at my ride or die. This is my ride or die right here. Ride or die for the world. They're going to keep doing that type of stuff, y'all, until they can manipulate you, manipulate the hell out of you and drain you of your resources. And this, I'm going to end it with this right here. This is what happens a lot of times when you support them. When you support them through all of the toxicity, through all the abuse, through the treating you badly, through treating the kids badly, when you support them, when you become their biggest supporter or their biggest flying monkey in this situation, they end up leaving you for someone else. And then they leave you all alone because your support system is turned against you, because now you done turn them against you. And a lot of y'all might be feeling that pressure right now that everybody has turned against you because you've been supporting this person through thick and thin. You've been supporting this person through all the abuse. You've been supporting this person through all the manipulation. You've been supporting this person through all of this type of stuff, y'all. And I'll just say that, y'all, it does not get better over time. The more you support them, the more that they think that they can get away with. Anyways, y'all, I'm going to hop off here. I know you're here to be at a one-on-one. One-on-ones are still available at mentalhealness.net. Thank you for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, Mental Illness is out. Peace. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or stoke the flames or anything like that, but like, what you allow in these toxic relationships is what is going to continue, right? They feel like because you allow this to happen, you allow me not to work for 2, 3, 4, 10, 15 years. Why do I need to work now? You know, and you have kids, right? Like, so sometimes you end up taking care of the household and you end up paying the bills and you got to take care of the kids. Where they really, literally, seriously, don't offer you any type of help. They don't offer you any type of assistance. They feel like because you're here and this has been going on for so long that you need to tolerate it. You need to deal with this because, hey, you're okay. Why are you not okay with this? How come you're not okay with this right now? You've been okay with it for years, but now you're not okay with it. They'll make you feel bad about trying to hold them accountable, but trying to make them work, but trying to get them to contribute. Yes. Narcissistic bums. I'm telling you, they come in all shapes, colors, creeds, religions, heights, weight, whatever. Gender, whatever. I'm telling you, they will take advantage of the situation as long as they think they're allowed to do this. I've seen this happen before. And they'd be, look, y'all, when y'all are working and taking care of the kids, they'll cheat on you. Y'all are taking care of them, kids, job, household, and they will cheat on you. And they'll blame you for not having time for them. Y'all, oh my God, I see this happen so much. Like, you will be there for them. You'll be doing a lot of this stuff for them. And then they'll cheat on you and blame you for this type of stuff. They will. They will absolutely go all out. You know what I mean? They will do. They will blame you. They'll cheat on you. Just like, well, you don't have enough time for me. You always doing. You taking care of the house, taking care of her. We taking care of the bills, but you don't have time for me. What? And they feel entitled. And so many people, they beat you down emotionally and mentally so much that they feel like you take accountability for it. You listen to them. You believe them. They beat you down so much mentally that they have you feeling a certain type of way. They beat you down mentally, emotionally, physically, that they have you a certain type of way. They get you like this, y'all. They love it. They love it. And they'll keep doing it. If you forgive them one time, they'll keep doing it. And this is what happens, y'all. And I've talked to so many people over the last few years, and this is what happens. They will do all of this stuff right. They will mentally beat you down, do all of this stuff to you right. And then they'll blame you, and then they'll leave you for somebody else. You taking care of them for years, and they'll leave you for somebody else. Hurt your feelings, put you through it, break you down, use and abuse you and then leave you for somebody else, even though you've been taking care of them for years. And they will say something like, well, you didn't have to do that. I thought it would. Okay, now you're trying to make me feel bad for you decided to take care of me. Yeah, I'm telling you, if you're in this situation right now, it's not going to get better. If they haven't worked in 3, 4, 5, 10 years by their own choice. I know everybody's situation is different. This is not me picking on stay at home moms and dads that are actually contributing to the household by taking care of the kids or actually working and doing things like that. I'm talking about the people who don't do anything. Y'all know there's a big difference. I'm talking about people who don't do anything. They don't cook, they don't clean, they don't take care of the kids, they don't do anything, they don't pay no bills. They are just there, bean buns, playing video games, whatever, going out with their friends, whatever it is. They're just like another child in your household to take care of, you know. So hope this video brought you some clarity. If they haven't worked and they just, I'm not gonna work, I'm not gonna do that, I'm not helping out, you got it, blah, blah, blah. Wow, you won't maybe take a job that's less than what I should be making. Wow, you really don't care about me. You want me to be embarrassed. And they would just be bummed for years upon years upon years, y'all. Anyway, y'all, I hope this video brought you some clarity. Hope you brought you some peace. Make sure you like and subscribe if you already have it, y'all. We're closing in on 400,000. I appreciate every single one of you. Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.